quarterback timetable? Is there a clock on when the Broncos have to make the call at quarterback? When should they make the call at quarterback? When is the best time? To discuss this further, we're joined by Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Mike, welcome back to the program. The quarterback timetable, is this something that you think is being discussed, and have you sat and really thought about this?
It's to me, it's pretty obvious they should make it before the third preseason game against is it the Rams coming
yeah,
here?
Yes,
the final preseason game, first one at home at Empower Field. I think you give them each a preseason game. I mean, I don't think it's fair to you know, to pick a quarterback from a competition based on practice. You know, a training camp is obviously heightened practice. They put on pads, and that evaluation is really probably the bulk of it. But ultimately, you got to see them in game competition. And, you know, and they have Minnesota. They have Seattle on the road. I think, you know, each should get a shot at one of those games. And then pick it for the final preseason game. Maybe play that final game, maybe not. But that seems to be the fairest deal.
Hey, real quick, I just read your tweet, and Greg Knapp, former quarterback coach here, I think he's the Super Bowl team, right? Quarterback coach here for a while, and has been an assistant in the league for many, many years. Critical condition right now, got struck by a bicycle this weekend. What can you tell us?
Yeah, he was on a bicycle and was struck by a car, from what I understand. And just a terrible deal. Greg Knapp, one of the more popular guys, just not a coach, but a guy. And, you know, give a little story about Greg Knapp after they won the Broncos won Super Bowl 50. He said he was the only one from the Broncos who said congratulations to me. And I, you know, and I said, well, what'd I do? I didn't do anything. And he said, you know, you were there all the way, every day through the whole season with us. And, I really appreciated that. It's just, he was one of those guys that asked about you. And, you know, it's just, a friendly guy and tough deal. 58, thoughts and prayers go out to him and his wife, Charlotte. He's, in a hospital, out in California, serious injuries right now in critical condition.
Man, I tell you, you know, it's interesting. There's always those guys when you get into this profession, in the media profession, that you can lean on. And that was a guy that I could call and say, hey, man, explain this to me or tell me what you're thinking here. And you'd always get a straight answer from Greg. I've just always appreciated him. He, you know, we've known each other, gosh, since I retired, and he was working with Atlanta. He was working with he was the quarterback coach for Michael Vick, when they drafted Michael Vick. And so my relationship with him goes all the way back to then. And he's a guy, like I said, I've been able to lean on over the years to educate myself on this game. And so, I'm with you. I'm with you. Thoughts and prayers, man. Yeah. Just is devastating.
Yeah, he was, you know, quarterback coach with Steve Young in San Francisco for a while, I do believe. And then, of course, Peyton Manning in 2013, when Peyton set all those records, passing records, offensive points. Mm. He was a quarterback's coach then. It's not easy being a quarterback's coach for Peyton Manning.
Right.
Because, you know, because he demands, you know, he prepares.
Hey, what can you tell us? Hey, real quick, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you mentioned Peyton Manning, and you're right about that. But what can you tell us about the new simulcast with he and his brother doing the Monday Night Football games? Have you dug into that at all?
No, I mean, Peyton is, you know, it's tough to keep up with Peyton. He's everywhere. And but he apparently him and Eli are going to be just you know, I don't know what type of show it's going to be, but while the game's going to be going on, you know, ESPN carries the broadcast with Brian Griese and Steve Levy, and then you know, I guess simultaneously the Mannings are going to be talking about the game and other points on another TV station. I guess it's a it's a new idea, and that, you know, Peyton has this Omaha Productions, kind of this TV company. So they joined up with ESPN and Disney, and we'll see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be must-see viewing, at least for the first couple, if, you know, to see what they think while the game is going on.
Yeah, he's got, man, he is balancing a lot. He still does the Peyton's Places, and he's doing he's doing this now. He's got the whiskey. I mean, he is, he's...
throwing out first pitches.
Yeah, throwing out first pitches.
Flies.
Trying to anyway.
Yeah, throwing out 57-foot first pitches. I loved his answer, though. Did you hear his answer? I was 0-2. Yeah, in my mind, I was 0-2. So I had one to throw away.
Yeah, I asked him. I said, you did a nice job trying to get Ohtani to chase.
Right.
And of course, it works better if Ohtani's in the batter's box and not in the on deck circle.
Right. Hey, Mike, we were having a conversation a little bit earlier. Mike Kliss, 9 News Broncos insider, joining us here on Schlereth and Evans. It's Zach Byfilling in for Mike Evans this morning. You know, we were talking about KJ Hamler and the hamstring.
Yeah.
We were talking about Bradley Chubb getting ankle surgery in late May for something that he was dealing with week 16, 17. In the 2020 season. What's the status, if you are aware, for both those guys?
Yeah, Hamler should be fine and ready to go day one. Bradley Chubb should also be out there day one of training camp on the 28th, I guess, a week from tomorrow. And but he'll be monitored. You know, he's not going to be full go. They'll monitor him and take it easy. I would think Bradley Chubb would be okay for the position drills, from what I understand, but probably not take part in the team drills for a week or two. At least I hope that's how they do. But it was an arthroscopic procedure. They were worried when they went in on Bradley that it was more severe than what it was. It turned out just a bone spur developed and caused the irritation. I mean, they did not think surgery was needed. The bone spur, grew and became an irritant, and they were able to just shave that out of there. And so that was good news. It wasn't ligament damage or anything like that. So they'll use caution with them. But he should be, both of those guys should be ready to go, opening day against the Giants in New York or in New Jersey.
All right, Mike, all right. We'll leave it there for now. Appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's our 9 News Broncos Insider presented by Bet River Sportsbook. We appreciate Mike's time. ESPN did future power rankings, not just for this season's stink, but projections for all 32 teams for the next 3 years.
Wow.
What did they say about the Broncos' future? Details next.